So, I went into the situation knowing everything, yet I completely fell for you, and you got it out of me somehow. You found out that it was you that I liked. I was being difficult at first, but then I just let it out and told you. You make me feel so comfortable that at that point I was just okay with telling you the truth regardless of the outcome. Now, while the outcome wasn't what I expected or what I wanted, I was 100% okay with it. I was okay with what you said, and that was that. We stood back, looked at each other, then we kissed. I pulled away. We made eye contact, and I saw in your eye you didn't want to stop, and neither did I. We pulled each other back in, and for those 6 seconds of kissing, I was on fire. My mind was completely blank, and my heart was set on nothing but you. You stopped. "I can't do this," you said, as you put your head on my crossed legs and started to cry. I rubbed your back and told you everything would be okay. And for the next 4 minutes, I just made sure that I was doing everything in my power to comfort you and make you feel better. After you felt better and your breathing was calmed, you explained to me how your brain was stuck in the past, and you knew that us getting together then, at that moment, would only end up badly, and I understood what you meant completely. I held your shaking hand. I sat there and waited for you to catch your breath. You told me how nothing was my fault in the situation, and I told you that it wasn't yours. We came to a conclusion that I'll always be here for you, in the best way I know how. But what I didn't tell you is that I'm going to wait with you to get past this block, and hopefully then, maybe, we could be together. You drove me home, and the entire time, I thought about how badly I didn't want to go home. I wanted to stay with you, hold you, sleep with you, and keep you safe. You came into my house, we hugged, you left, my heart dropped. That's when I realized I didn't want to be without you anymore. The Short Love Story by Mystic Monty.